The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The game on the line, he will. 44 yards, Bass. No, he doesn't make it.
Wide right.
Wow.
The two most dreaded words in Buffalo.
Oh, but the two most appreciated words in Kansas City are good morning, that you hear every single morning on this station, 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Likas, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey with you. Did you guys make it through the day?
Oh, I did, man. I made it through the day, all right.
Oh, my.
What was there to make it through? I did some leaves in the backyard, went for a nice walk, went to a middle school basketball game.
We got Frank the Tank over here. Went to Home Depot.
Yeah, made some chicken cordon bleu that I got at Hy-Vee last night. It was really good.
So it was like frozen?
No, it was they pre-make them in the butcher department.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
Fresh, yeah. Awesome, man.
Is that French?
It is. It's French for chicken of the blue.
Cordon means of the.
Cordon. Yeah, cordon means of the, yeah.
Soccer le bleu.
I think so.
I thought that meant what the hell. That's what
I really have no idea.
I don't speak
French. No, I don't know, but it was good. And I had another one that was stuffed with cheddar cheese and broccoli as well. It's fantastic.
If you're English when you go into the bathroom and English when you leave, what are you when you're in there?
European.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Yeah. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likas. Not just heavy traffic yesterday on social media, man.
Like, oh, was there?
Oh, God. I went home into the leaves,
too. I heard
from
others there was.
Oh, yeah. I was like, hi. Is like, I thought Ben Heisler texted me. No. He sent one out for the masses, and I was like, oh, yeah, we talked about a stadium.
Yeah, stadium, man, it tells you it drives traffic. People are so interested because they want to know where these teams are going to end up, right? And if they end up in Kansas, great. If they end up in Missouri, great. Long as they end up in one or the other, I don't care.
Yeah, it was interesting day yesterday. On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah. Wednesday today, as we march on, I wasn't going to get, like, super salty towards Buffalo because, like, we had this discussion yesterday about Buffalo Cincinnati, and I was kind of telling myself, like, there are obvious reasons why you don't like Cincinnati, right? The narrative we gave or the analogy that we gave was,
like, I don't like it because of the fans,
right? Or the fact that, like, the only thing they really do that irritates you is talk a bunch of bull junk,
yeah.
Whereas, like, Buffalo, it's like they're, like, to me, the more competitive team just because I think I fear their quarterback more than I fear Cincinnati's, and that's like saying you fear a shark or an orca, right?
Like, yeah, they're exactly.
Both like
they're
deadly.
Both really good,
yeah. Right? But, like, one is just, to me, a little bit more, you know, scarier than the other. And then this clown, Cam Stewart, and I don't know who he is. And if he wants to join the show or we want to send this out, Heisler, looking at you, if you want to send another video out. I don't understand this guy. And the thing I will say about football is I love the Bills and Chiefs rivalry because it's clean. Now, I understand that Josh Allen flops and maybe Mahomes flops too. That's part of the position. It's part of the game. Brady flop,
I've
right?
never seen Mahomes flop in my life.
That's awesome. It's happened. I hate to say that.
Nah.
But they all do it. And the thing is, to me, is that this is the best sort of competition, best rivalry, because the Buffalo Bills beat the Chiefs. Now, it's in the regular season where it doesn't matter. Like, if you're going to lose to Buffalo, it's fine to lose to the regular season, but they don't beat them in the playoffs. So Buffalo gets their enjoyment between September and January, whereas the Chiefs get the better enjoyment between January and February. And
do you think, though, that Buffalo fans still care about winning a regular season game against the Chiefs?
No.
I mean, we'll talk to Buffalo people throughout the week beginning, I think, today, right? And so we'll talk to these guys because I'm thinking about, as you're talking about, like, I don't know that Buffalo fans care anymore about the regular season game because they know it really doesn't matter and it doesn't mean anything until they do it in January.
Right, and they've won the last three. So, I mean, I think it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, this is really awesome. It'd be like if you're the Royals, right, and you're up on the come, and you've beaten the Yankees the last 2 years in the division, series. Like you've gone, what do they play, six games? You go 4-2 the last 2 years,
right.
But you get to the ALDS every year and lose.
And
you're
lose.
Like,
that's
doesn't cool
matter.
If we go 4-2 over the season, but if we get the ALDS and lose, I don't care.
Right.
This was Cam Stewart, kind of a huge Richard. Probably already my Richard of the week,
is
Richard of the month.
Is he just a fan?
I don't know. I've got to do more. I think he's a fan of Seattle. He works at Sirius Radio.
Oh, he's a radio host. Okay.
Yeah, and he's got two Seattle. In the video, he's got two Seattle Seahawks helmets in the background.
Right.
And then he goes on this tangent, and I don't know why the Chiefs hurt him. If he's a Seattle fan, that doesn't make sense. But this is his rant.
I'm so sick and tired of the Chiefs smoke and mirror job. They should have lost it. They could have lost to the fucking Bucks. They got so lucky against Denver. Buffalo.
The Ravens.
These guys are, like, honest to God.
The Falcons. All these teams should be
there. Kansas City fans, not personal, okay? Like, if I meet a Kansas City fan, you could be the nicest guy in the world. I hate your team, okay? And I hate the way they get benefits from the NFL. Yeah, Buffalo, I want Mahomes on the deck. I want him on the deck.
If you had to put the New England Patriots 17-0 season from 07 against this 17-0 season,
I think the Patriots
absolutely mop the floor with them.
Mop the floor. The Patriots used to beat teams by 45. They don't ask referees for help and block field goals to win games. The Patriots season was legendary. Sorry, Kansas City. You're not even close. That's like comparing Picasso and a kindergarten finger painter.
I know. Joke. I'm just thinking, like, would the story be if he's the first quarterback to go 20-0?
I couldn't give up.
Buffalo, best team
Buffalo.
Ever.
Buffalo. Like, spite bet. I love Buffalo. I love the people there. I love the food there. And I want something positive to happen for these people. Haven't they been through enough? Kansas City. Oh, we're in Kansas City. We're living the great life. We win every week.
Taylor Swift will also be in attendance.
Who cares? Throw her in the falls.
Okay. All right. That just sounds like low-hanging fruit. Like, that guy clearly...
Sounds like he's got a wedgie that's all the way up his ass.
Yeah, I listen to talk show hosts like that, and I go, you went into your show unprepared, because that's what that sounds like to me. And
he said it's nothing personal.
And you're just going, well, I'm going to go a little bit personal then, I guess, but you walk into your show unprepared, because you're like, oh, what am I going to talk about today? Am I going to make a case for a 3-win Jet team or a 3-win Patriot team to make the playoffs, which is happening nationwide?
Yeah.
Am I going to debate who should be the quarterback, Joe Flacco or Anthony Richardson, or can I just go in there and rant about the best football team potentially that the NFL has ever seen? It's not how you win games. It's whether or not you win games.
Right.
And I am so over these people who continue to say that the Chiefs, you know, got lucky here, got lucky there. You create your own luck. You create your own success. You create your own failures, quite frankly, in this world. And so when I hear somebody talk like that, it just sounds like a blowhard that's sitting around that really doesn't have much of a clue about anything. And so he's pontificating on Sirius Satellite Radio where he gets to drop the F-bomb, which is kind of cool. Not going to lie about that.
No, right? I would love to.
Kind of cool that he gets to sit there and drop the F-bomb like that. But in the big picture, it's just a bunch of low-hanging fruit, and it's just a guy that's sitting there screaming and yelling about nonsensical stuff. The Chiefs have created their own luck. You look at what they've done defensively this year. Mm. They're fifth in the NFL in giving up points. They're giving up like 17 points per ball game. That's not luck. That's not referee help. That's not smoke and mirrors. That's actually going out there and playing defense and stopping, I don't know, the Baltimore Ravens and holding them to 20 points, who are going to have the MVP and the Offensive Player of the Year on their roster on the offensive side. They held them to 20 points. Mm. Cincinnati has Joe Burrow, 25 points. Atlanta, everybody loves, 17 points. The Chargers, they held to 10 points, who is God's gift to the free world right now, if you ask NFL fans. Mm. New Orleans sucks. San Francisco, 18 points. Tampa Bay, 24 points. And then the Denver Broncos to 14 points. Those are defensive efforts that you cannot sit there and say are smoke and mirrors. That just sounds like a guy who just doesn't know football and has got nothing else to talk about, in my opinion.
Yeah, and then you take the unnecessary shot at the end to say, toss her in the wall.
Yeah, like, what are we doing like that? Yeah.
Well, he's trying to sell content.
I mean,
and it's working because it's on this show.
Well, it is, but I think you have to start to expose people who are just ignorant. And that's an ignorant person with a really bad take. That's an ignorant take because it's not true. The Kansas City Chiefs are better at coaching. They're better at playing. They're better players. They're better at GMing. They're better at life than everybody else is in the NFL right now. And when people are better at life than you...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You throw darts. You try to bring them down. The jealousy shows out. And that's when you know that you've arrived. This is finally the time that the Chiefs arrived because people are out of answers. They're out of solutions. They're out of things to say. And so they want to take shots at Taylor Swift. They want to take shots at the Kansas City Chiefs and say they're lucky. And I challenge that guy. How much Chiefs football have you watched this year, pal?
Not only that, but it's the thing that I think is interesting that he says there is that, you know, he has nothing personal, but he wants to see Mahomes on the deck.
Yeah, you can't do that, man. Like, you start wishing ill will towards people. That's like what Mike Florio did. You can't say that you want to go out there and wish Mahomes would be on the deck. That's just socially unacceptable. I don't even do that, and I'm socially unacceptable. So I just listen to that guy, and I hear just ignorant stuff. I hear sports talk radio from the 90s where he's trying to get people to call his show and vent with him and all that kind of stuff. It's just an ignorant ass take.
And what's funny is I don't get that from like Buffalo people.
No, you don't. Because Buffalo, I think there's a good respect between us and Buffalo. Like Buffalo knows where they are, right? Yeah, we beat you in the regular season. But by God, you got our number every year in the postseason. And there's just nothing we can do about that until we go out there and beat you. And I just don't understand what benefits he's talking about. The Kansas City Chiefs effing schemed the block field goal, and people are acting like the refs are involved. Like, go fly a kite, man.
And again, we don't care about him, as, you know, people would say, well, who cares about, you know, a guy that doesn't root for... It's more so the fact that, like, this is, I think, the problem with the Buffalo Chiefs rivalry is that this is not... To me, in my opinion, this to me is not what the Buffalo Kansas City rivalry is.
Right.
This is a respected rivalry. This is, you know, in golf, you go play with the guy that, you know, you win one round, he wins the next. You win one round, he wins the next. It's dead even. Like it's not dead even. But look, man, Buffalo's hurt this week. Buffalo has, if you want to give the Chiefs a little bit of the, you know, the disclaimer of like, well, they won by a toe, they won by a call, they won by the Buffalo's played damn near perfect football. And that doesn't work in the NFL because the Chiefs haven't played perfect football.
Right.
Right. Like the Chiefs haven't been perfect. They, you know, like I said, they won by a toe against Baltimore. They win by Jamar Chase going off on the referee.
Teams get their feet down inbounds.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's just like people like that, like they try to like make this whole like fake argument. It's like,
and that's what that is. That does sound fake, Dusty. I think you nailed it right there.
And I think the thing about it is watch the end of the game. Like, you'll see Mahomes and Allen dap up more closely than maybe Mahomes would with any other quarterback.
And he didn't do it last time in the regular season because he was so pissed at Kadarius Toney. Yeah.
We missed the greatest play in franchise history with that play because of Kadarius Toney's clown ass. Oh, I was there and it broke my heart because I had no idea what happened. That's the disadvantage about going to games instead of being at your home
you
on TV.
I was like, we scored.
And then everybody's like, no, they overturned it. I'm like, why'd they overturn? They're like, somebody was offsides. I'm like, and they're not showing it, so I have no idea. Right, and it was just depleted.
It was done.
Minute 23 left in the game. By the way, the Patriots did get lucky. I just watched a video of it. They played the Ravens. 4th and 1, they went for a 4th and 1 run, got stopped. Apparently, Baltimore called timeout.
I don't know if
you remember this. That Baltimore called a timeout.
Talking about the 17-0 season?
Very next play, Tom Brady throws it over the middle, holding Baltimore. Automatic 5-yard first down. Next play, in the end zone, incomplete pass, pass interference. Next play, in the middle, or cool. over to the left side, touchdown. Patriots win with 40 seconds
left. Okay, do me a favor. Yeah. Go back and look at the Giants' regular season game that year and see if they got lucky in that one. Because the Giants almost beat them that year in the regular season as well.
But it was blew out everybody,
There was a 38-35 final in that game towards the end of the season. The Giants almost beat the Patriots in the regular season. They took care of business when it mattered most in the postseason. And So kind of a little bit of a foreshadowing. Spags on the sideline there figured things out, went and beat Tom Brady's ass in the Super Bowl. Luck. There's no luck in the NFL. It's what you create. It's how you create it. And to sit there and hear people talk about the Kansas City Chiefs like that is absolutely bizarre. But you know, I want to know what benefits the Chiefs have gotten this year. Mm. What benefits have the Chiefs gotten this year? Because he's acting like the referees are out there giving this team benefits to win football games. Well, and they're just not.
They're giving them W's, man. Sorry.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.